Again, this is Seth Wars from Channel 9. We're here at That Conference, onto That Conference stage. This is an awesome conference that has the sort of summer camp motif going on.
Definitely, I love it.
So we're here on the fire having a little chat. Tell us who you are and what you do, bud.
So my name is Matt Kramer. I actually work for the Ionic Framework Project. Mm-hmm. And I'm here today. I gave a talk on building software products in a weekend.
Oh, fantastic. So are you a contributor to the Ionic Framework?
So I don't contribute to the actual framework. Uh-huh. I'm working on the Ionic Creator Project.
I see. So what's the difference?
So the framework is our open source thing where anybody can use that to make hybrid mobile applications. Creator is actually a drag and drop tool where you can, in your web browser, build an Ionic app and then export Ionic code that you can then use to start off your project.
Oh, that's fantastic. I just had someone before that was talking about how fast it is to do stuff with Ionic. Oh. You're saying you can go even faster.
You can go even faster if you want.
So tell us a little bit about this tool.
So this tool, I recently joined the team about 3 months ago, mm-hmm. and I've been putting a lot of work into it. So pretty soon we are actually going to be releasing a new version that is going to use Ionic 1.0.
Okay.
And we redid the kind of the navigation in the tab system even, so that now you can build apps a little bit more the way you're used to.
I see.
Where you know you have three tabs at the bottom of the screen now, mm-hmm. and you can have five pages per tab with those navigation stacks built right in.
I see.
So I'm super pumped to release that new stuff there out into the wild in the next coming weeks.
Now, is this something that you're doing locally on your browser, or is it there's a website, a service?
How does it work? It's a website. Okay. So you go to creator.ionic.io, and you can just create an account, log in, and start going away.
That's fantastic. Is it something you pay for? Or?
So right now, any developer that's like solo working on a project, it is always going to be free.
So if you are interested in Ionic and you're thinking, okay, I got to do something. Mm-hmm. I don't have the stack set up, but let me go just try something. You go to creator.ionic.io.
Mm-hmm.
And you can literally start to drag and drop.
You can literally just start to drag and drop stuff and export that into a project. It works with our CLI, mm-hmm. so you can even do like Ionic Start Creator your project ID, mm-hmm. and it will pull down your creator project and let you start working with that right away.
So, okay, so now that you've done this UI stuff and you're like, hey, this is pretty cool, looks good, and you're like, okay, now I need to make a real project out of it.
Exactly.
You just literally, for the CLI, just pull the whole thing down and it sets up the project.
Yep.
So what kind of stuff can you build with Ionic? What kind of websites are best suited for doing using the Ionic framework? I said websites. I guess I meant mobile apps. Mobile apps are good for Ionic.
Honestly, it's anything that you would go hybrid for. Okay. So you know, I know there's a huge debate on there on whether or not to go native, go hybrid, anything like that. I myself am a web developer. So if I'm going to go and I'm going to make a mobile app, mm-hmm. I'm just going to go hybrid because it's what I'm comfortable with. And we provide you a suite of tools and Angular directives that will make your life making that mobile app way easier.
I see.
So it's anything that you would go hybrid for, in my opinion.
Interesting. So let's talk about the creator tool a little bit more.
Cool.
So I have another question. What is it that it outputs? Is it just the views for it, or is it going to do some of the Angular stuff as well?
It will output all the Angular stuff as well. So it's a full project. So for instance, one of the weird things about the new release that I've been working on is the actual UI state. So having the routes set up so that you know your code, when you go to this URL, takes you to tab one, but the third page in tab one.
Right.
And that stuff gets really complex.
Yeah, it does.
And that's honestly my least favorite part about Angular in general is working with that stuff.
Yeah, I still am trying to figure it out.
I still don't even know what I'm doing half the time with it. But so what it does is it will automatically export all that stuff for you too, so that you have all your routes, you have all the views. The new version, I'm going to export even blank controllers for you that you can start building off of. All your templates are going to be in separate files. So
in essence, you're literally building the flow of the application.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do is you can even like put dumb fake data into
exactly,
the text boxes.
Exactly.
And then what you do is when you go into the controllers to start getting the bindings up through the views, that's where you just put all the magic to say connect to your Azure data storage or whatever.
Definitely. So I mean, you can drag a list element in, and then after you export your project, you can say, oh, like that list element, just populate it with all my stuff instead.
That's pretty amazing. How long have you been working on this?
Like I said, I joined the team only about 3 months ago.
Oh, so it's all you in 3 months.
So all I take full responsibility for everything. No, so you know, it did sit on the table for a little bit, because our CEO actually developed it, mm-hmm. and now that I'm on the team, I'm full time on this product.
Right.
So I'm hoping to take it kind of to the next level and make it bigger, better with each release that I can put out.
That's awesome. So again, the website
is creator.ionic.io.
And where can people go just to learn a little bit more about Ionic and why
just to learn a little bit more? You can go to ionicframework.com. Mm-hmm. And then if you kind of search our blog, our recent posts, we actually just started an Ionic Worldwide Slack group.
Oh, wow.
And in the past 2 weeks, we literally have like 2,000 people in this group.
That's fantastic.
So the core members, myself, we're all in there. Members from around the world are joined in. So if you have questions or anything like that, you can just pop into our Slack channel and ask away, and we're at your fingertips now.
You know, what's really cool is just the number, because mobile hit the scene, and I think, and maybe this is just me as a dev, or some devs, we were surprised at how fast
definitely
that space took on, and I felt like we were trying to catch up, but now there are so many good options.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, well, so again, creator.ionic.io if you want to use this particular tool set. Sounds pretty interesting. Thanks for being
it's
with us.
It's a lot
us,
of fun. Thank you.
Thanks for watching, you guys. We're here at that conference. Here is the fire and everything. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.